So,
interesting. So I've been thinking lately, actually, kind of thing. Like, it's like, how do you talk about your goals, your dreams, your aspirations, and your determination to people that are 9-to-5ers, that people love the 9-to-5 job, the 9-to-5 work? And it kind of got me thinking. It's like, because I seem to stay quiet when I'm around the people that are 9-to-5. It's just like, it's challenging because I want to talk about my goals, what I have planned for myself. It's just every single time you talk about what you're wanting to do in your life around people that are 9-to-5, seem that actually enjoy working 9-to-5, it seems like they always want to change the topic, change the direction of the conversation, say, oh, you can't do that, you can't do this, you can't do that, because it doesn't work that way. Life isn't just perfect for everybody else out there. Like, you should be working a 9-to-5, you should be steady, you should have a constant basis, you should have constant income, you should have that security of a 9-to-5 job. And I don't believe that. I don't think that you need to have that consistency. Like, yeah, I mean, it can be valuable to have the constant income coming in. And that's for some people. It's just, it's not for me. And it's not for a lot of people that I'm trying to reach. I would much rather reach people that are wanting to reach more in their life, that are wanting to have control over their time. Because when you have control over your time, you're able to do the work that you want to do. You're able to have the freedom to travel, to spend time with loved ones, to go work out, to have a life that you actually love to live. Now, compared to people that are working 9-to-5, like, I don't have anything against 9-to-5ers. There's nothing against them whatsoever. It's just when you want to have big goals and big dreams, I think you need to start surrounding yourself by people that have those big goals and those big dreams, the people that are doing what you want to be doing, the people that are reaching and achieving and striving for much more in their life than just the average Joe that doesn't really do all that much. Because when you're surrounding yourself with high thinkers, high achievers, you start to be more of a high achiever yourself. Now, when you're surrounding yourself with closed-minded, not growth-oriented learners, then you start to become complacent. You start to do the same monotonous bullshit day in and day out, and it starts to become tedious. And it's just like, why would you want to have a tedious event that you don't really have any control over yourself compared to, say, being able to create your financial freedom, your days, you're able to go to the gym when you want to go to the gym. You're able to go to yoga. You're able to meditate. You're able to do all these things when you want to do them because you're on your own schedule. Now, when you're working a 9-to-5, though, it's like you can't do that. You have to go into the office at 9 and you have to leave the job at 5. Or maybe you'll have a flexible schedule and you can go in at 7 and you can go get done at 4 and have every other Friday off. And to me, that's just not meaningful because it's like, well, I get my work done within 4 hours. So it's just like, if I'm getting my work done within 4 hours and now I have to stay here, sometimes it's 2 hours, sometimes it's 3 hours, and I still have to stay here for the remaining 5 hours, it's just like, it's a waste of my time. It's a waste of me and my own breath and my own effort compared to like the weekends or something like that. Like when I have the weekends, I'm still waking up early. I'm still getting after it. I'm still going to the gym, and I'm actually creating and talking with people that are like-minded like myself. Now, when you start talking to 9-to-5ers though, they just don't get the whole message of, hey, this is what I should be doing. This is how I'm living my life. And they like that comfort. There's nothing wrong with the comfort that comes along with the 9-to-5 job. It's just, if you want to have true wealth, true freedom, true experience within yourself and within the people that you love, you kind of need to do your own thing. You need to create your own business. You need to coach people. You need to go in the direction that is actually that you actually want to go in, by asking yourself the questions of, what are my goals? What do I want to achieve? How do I want to achieve them? What do I see myself doing in the next 5 years? What do I see myself doing in the next 10 years? Where do I see myself being? Who do I see myself being with? What's my financial goals look like? What does my health look like? What does my body look like? What does my mind feel like? And you start to write and you start to think about these questions. You start to get answers to these questions. It's just when you ask these questions to 9-to-5 people that love the cubicle job and staring at a computer for 9 hours a day, doing meaningless, monotonous work, all of a sudden your ideas get shot down because they don't have the same mindset as you. So what I've been doing recently is trying to find people that are more like-minded like myself, joining coaching programs, joining mastermind groups, joining other people that are doing the same thing, or at least have big goals, big ambitions, have their own business, and I'm hanging around them, and that positivity, that confidence, that bravado that comes along with them, it rubs off on me because I see what they're doing and I'm like, okay, if they've been doing this, like I thought I was working hard, but they're waking up even earlier, they're doing even more work than I'm doing. They're achieving so much more and they actually have the wealth and financial freedom that I strive for. And it's just like, okay, I need to surround myself with more people like this and not these closed-minded 9-to-5ers, because when we surround ourselves to closed-minded 9-to-5ers, all of a sudden we start to become comfortable. And when we become comfortable in the current job or situation that we're in, we stop reaching our goals. So that's why I always do my best to become discomfortable. I always do myself to put myself in challenging situations. When I put myself in these challenging situations, I start to acquire more skills. I start to acquire more confidence, more authenticity, more trust, more all around lower stress levels. Because when you start to become comfortable, all of a sudden it's like, okay, well, if I'm comfortable doing what I'm doing right now, then what's the point of me doing anything at all in the first place? Now, compared to, say, going out and waking up early, or no, let's say compared to just waking up whenever you want to wake up, not challenging yourself, not going to the gym, not eating that healthy diet, not having the discipline that's required to actually succeed in your daily life, then you kind of start to become complacent. You start to think like, oh, this is just how it is. This is how life is supposed to be. And that's not the life that I want to live. That's not the life that I hope that the people that are listening to this right now or watching this on YouTube also don't want to live. And if that's the case, then I really do recommend that you guys check out my Instagram account. I'm picking up new clients that are wanting to transform their life, that are wanting to, like, I mean, if you still want to work in the 9-to-5 job, you can. You can still work in the 9-to-5 job. I'm more just here to coach you guys to have a more calmer, less stressful, more productive, more successful all-around life. And that could range from any number of things. You could be successful in your 9-to-5 job if you really want to, or you could become a successful entrepreneur. It really depends on what you truly want to do in life. And that's why I'm starting my coaching program. That's why I'm getting new clients onto my coaching program. And if you guys are interested in that, just go to @CalebQuimby on Instagram and click the link in my bio. See if you're interested in anything that I have to offer. There's just going to be a few questions that I'm asking. You answer those questions, you schedule a call and we'll set up a Zoom call and we'll just have a nice little conversation. See if you're a good fit. If you're a good fit, awesome. If not, no big deal. Like, this coaching isn't for everybody. It's just, if you want to really acquire true success and happiness and be held accountable for what you're doing, then a coach is 100%, or a mentor of some sort. Like, I will be mentoring you through the process, is absolutely necessary. And I'm learning that more and more each and every single day, because the more people that I surround myself with that are achieving what I want to, have the financial freedom, have the control over their time, I start to want to do more. I start to stop watching YouTube, watching anime, stop watching TV. Like, when I have a downtime, it's just like, don't waste a minute. Don't ever waste a minute. Just keep moving, keep going, keep moving forward. See what comes from that. You start to build that momentum. You start to acquire more skills, more knowledge, more relationships. It's like, it's a tumbleweed effect. It's kind of like a snowball rolling down a mountain. It could just be a small little snowball, but it causes an avalanche. Or it could kind of be like a rock slide. Just one little pebble knocks off another bigger pebble, and then another rock, and then another rock. And then all of a sudden you have a massive rock slide that's stopping traffic on the highway. So it's just, you have to get started. You have to do it now. You have to do what's right for you. And if you do what's right for you, you start to reach out to other people, you start to ask for help, you can start to get out of that 9-to-5 job. Because if you feel like you can't say anything at the 9-to-5 job because the people that you work with will always shut down your ideas, you're starting to lower yourself. You're starting to get away from what you actually truly want in life. And I hope that you really do want that level of success, that level of time, that level of control over your time that you can't acquire elsewhere. And if you really want that, then I do highly recommend that you check out my coaching course. I hope that I can help you out. If not, at least you can actually try and achieve something more than you were able to achieve in the first place. And if not, then, you know, I wish you the best of luck in life, and I wish you achieve everything that you want to achieve. It's just, if you really want to have everlasting change, everlasting happiness, be eternally grateful for everything that you're doing and be able to live in the present moment, then I highly, 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 highly recommend that you check out my course on my Instagram page at Caleb Quimby. Click the link in the bio, and I hope to hear from you guys. I hope to see what you guys have in mind for coaching it. And with that, I'm going to end that episode right here. I hope you guys have a wonderful week, because this will be out on Monday, I believe. Should be out on Monday. Anyway, I hope you guys have a wonderful week. And yeah, I appreciate each and every single one of you. If you really want something, you will find a way to make it work.